Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Yeah, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Bruco, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now! Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Bruco. Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as 2 or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
It's me, Pinkhead, along with Driz and Johnny. It will be along very soon. So, Amazon has got themselves in a pickle with a new frickin' service, which
doesn't exactly fly well.
And it seems that people think it's a-okay to let complete strangers from Amazon go into their cars and homes. That makes things great.
Yeah. Because you don't really know.
And so,
I mean, the Amazon guy might be trustworthy, but who knows if there's somebody behind him wanting to get in.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm sure Red Hood is aware of probably has had some run-ins with unsuspecting guys with Amazon, or the ones that follow him.
I think Red is still figuring out how to use internet, so that's been keeping him away from what really is an important issue when it comes to Amazon and this whole delivery service. He's still trying to figure out what the heck Amazon is.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that
he's still in the
1990s mindset, and that he's never used the internet before.
Oh, right. I totally forgot about that. So, Red Hood is on my egg. I'm sure he's checking out his violin.
Checking out the
making sure
that
they're safe. Oh, yeah. And also checking out whatever, checking, running on his 90s internet,
yeah.
Which is productive.
That dial-up.
Oh, yeah. And dial-up is a bitch to work on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I had to use dial-up internet back in the late 90s and early 2000s? Oh, man. It was so agonizing.
Oh, yeah.
And now, because we progress, we don't have to worry about dial-up anymore. Shocked that it's actually still around.
This, believe it or not, there's 10% of Americans that actually still use dial-up internet. If you think about it, that's a very small percentage of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Very tiny. Out of, what, billions of people? Like 800 billion people live in America? Or not even America, but throughout the world.
Dial-up is
developing countries.
Right. Oh, yeah. Dial-up seems to be like an ancient... It seems to be so ancient and so dated.
Ancient technology, you know?
Oh, yeah. Which I'm sure Red Hood is enjoying the snail speed internet.
Yeah.
Oh, the dial-up internet. How it sucks. See,
yeah.
That's what I keep on telling Red Hood, but he's just... He's kind of... I wouldn't say that he's stubborn, but he still has that mindset.
Oh, yeah. Which could only mean it's probably taking him a bit of time to get online. Let alone to call into the show. Which probably is making him really peeved.
He should be here, but... Traffic. Not like the band either.
Oh, yeah. This could only mean thing. He's either running late or something's really wrong.
But he's not sick.
Yeah.
He's not sick. He still learned how to use the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I offered to help him, but he said that he will get a tutor. Go ask his... His cousin, who's a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
One of those computer nerds. But I like nerds.
Mm-hmm.
I like computer nerds. Computer nerds have a very...
Nerds are all
positive... effect on this society.
You can call it the Nerd Squad or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, you're funny.
Yeah.
You're funny. You should be an announcer for sports.
Yeah, that'd be great, actually.
I mean, let's talk about Amazon. Let's talk about this whole delivery
service.
Yeah. If we haven't already mentioned the fact that Amazon... Go ahead, Pinkley.
Yeah. The delivery service is supposed to be used for some areas, and having the ability to access not only people's cars, but there's another service that Amazon... personnel could access their homes too. How is this safe again? Last time I checked, this doesn't sound safe.
Especially when you're in a
just
community
by
that's not,
what is
not as well off, like lower income communities. where crime is, like, higher.
It just doesn't sound that the best.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. What do you make of this?
It's basically like asking for you to be robbed. Your keys that
yeah.
on to this big company, and they go out and send
mm-hmm.
a person who probably has a whole history, a whole criminal history, had himself or herself.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go out to people's
mm-hmm.
homes and deliver boxes and other important packages. But you don't
mm-hmm.
know if this person's a criminal, greasy criminal, or
right.
kind of a felony
right.
or arrest. You can't really be trusting around people these days because
right.
they're out to go get you. They're out to
right.
go get something. And if someone's naive enough to give
Wait a minute. Speaking of keys, I'm just going to hit this button and see what happens.
What are you doing?
Oh, right.
Are you there?
Okay, right. Who stole my fucking keys? Who stole my fucking keys? Who stole my violins? Who stole everything? They've stolen everything. Everything.
Really?
They bumped into my house?
Right.
Yes. Yes. They stole everything.
Oh
gosh.
Right, Ed.
You want me to go beat someone up?
Yes, I do. I want to slash their tires. I mean, God damn it, Amazon. The fuck do you think you're doing? They've been frickin', well, Larry Packageman about my...
You know, I was having this talk with both Johnny and Pinkhead about trusting somebody, someone who may have been an ex-criminal or has a felony.
Mm.
Arrest. You don't know if the person...
Where are you?
You give their
That's
key
nice.
To the delivery person, and they'll deliver that important package that you've been waiting to send to your Aunt Marcy, but you don't
My
know...
My Aunt Marcy has nothing to do with it. My Aunt Marcy has JJ in a fucking headlock.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general that someone from Amazon can go rob
right.
you. Like, what just happened?
Of course they can rob you. They own everything. They even own a fucking Walmart now. I mean, the UK's... I mean, our version of Walmart, your version of Walmart is something completely
by
different.
Walmart.
What?
The US is owned by Walmart.
Yes. Yes. The US owns Walmart. Of course they own Walmart. They don't happen to own Primark or Boots or anything like that. But honestly, really, it just disdains me. I mean, I've been in the profession for how many years and they just do it. I mean, honestly, really. And the Larry point is that, well... It's crazy how can they can just get into your door.
I know the intentions are good. The intentions are good, but you gotta think about not just on the Amazon, but everybody else.
No, everybody else is fine. I mean, at this point,
you get to a higher crime neighborhood, they might just kidnap the Amazon guy, and that guy can come in.
Oh yeah, it's like
I think so.
Johnny's
got a point here.
Are you referring to yourself in the third person, Johnny? I mean, come on.
Yes, I am.
Oh really?
Yeah, you refer to yourself in the third person.
You said red,
quite a bit. Bit redhead. So,
The Rock, the wrestler, used to refer to himself in third person.
Oh, very true, very true.
But that's not the topic of what
the
we're talking about.
The Rock can come down my lane all he wants. I mean, I wish he would. Jesus.
So it's cool for people to just rob you blind?
No.
Yeah, not cool.
No, it's not cool for that to happen, but it is... Just never mind.
And to trust a perfect stranger with keys to anything?
A perfect stranger who took my violins.
I mean, did we not have a milk silver to our door like 60-something years ago?
No, that was 60-something years ago, mate.
70 years ago. The milkman, you know.
Right, yeah.
The milkman. Okay. So, the milkman did it. Okay. The milkman did it.
Yeah, could have been him.
The milkman did it. Right. So the guy who delivers your milk did it. Okay.
Or it could have been the mailman.
Mailman did it. So there's a federal crime in the most, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't know necessarily.
You wouldn't know necessarily. If you got robbed, it wouldn't be a federal crime. Okay.
Depends on what kind of... what they take, too.
Yeah.
Also, depends on what you have in your house as well.
I have everything in my house. Honestly. I have... a lot of things in my house.
Ah.
Things that I haven't told any of you guys. You know,
violins and materials made out of violins. That's my
Yeah. Violin strings. Oh, wait, I've said too much. People's oh, fuck. I'm doing it again. All right.
There you go.
So, I see my problem. I mean, you see my problem, right?
Oh, yeah.
You see my problem. You see the legality of it, right? You see the legality of it. So... really, the legality of it is this. The legality of it is that there goes my show.
Mm-hmm.
The legality of it is, honestly, the legality of it is really bad for me.
Yeah.
It really is bad.
It is.
I mean, they stole everything. Everything that I owned, they stole.
This is no good. This isn't good.
It's not
at
good.
All.
It's not good. It is not good. It is bad. It is very bad.
Very bad.
Very, very bad.
Very bad indeed.
It's bad to think that this person who stole from you wanted to be just like your character, even though they've never seen you or met you before.
They've never... see, that's the thing. They've never seen me. They've never been down to my lane. They've never interacted with me. They've never had an account, a drink with me. They've never had... They've never done anything, yet they can data mine anything from you nowadays. That's why Cambridge Analytica went down.
I think you're jumping the gun,
Redhead.
Just a wee little bit. You're jumping that gun between data mining and...
it's all the same to me, Pinkwood.
No, it isn't. These are people trying to access two vehicles.
Yeah, it's like, let me just scan your phone and let me open your door. What's next? Gonna like jump in the front seat and drive off with it?
Right.
Yes, that's what's next with it. I mean, honestly, it was awful. It, like, it is one of those things that, when it comes down to it, anybody can steal your shit. It doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter if it's a coyote dialing in the digits as your number, as if they could read. Do you understand that, Pinkhood? Driz, back me up on this. Back me up on this. What?
I mean, in New York, you got rats stealing slices of pizza.
No,
oh, true.
No, slices of pizza are different.
You know,
they're
pizza rats.
Really?
No. Pizza rat.
No, there's no pizza rat. What are you talking about, pizza rat? There's no pizza rat.
I've heard such a thing.
We need to get him on the YouTube and show him pizza rat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. The YouTube, the MySpace. Oh, wait, that's old. That's been there, done that territory.
Honestly.
But yeah, we go from Amazon and we have the ability to go from not only Amazon, but we could go into the great beyond, the great unknown with a good old company that is
Delta.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it goes from basically
carjacking to flight jacking.
No, not necessarily. They discriminate against the passenger with different abilities who uses an assistive device.
And what happened next?
The woman was in a position where she could exactly get accommodation for her different ability, which is when the company does offer, the company is basically coming out saying that the company reflects the perception of our that left on these customers. The company offers the family 20,000 time miles. They want
They want to actually change it
so no one else has to go through the same problem. And I see this as a
Okay.
To have a safe flight. Going to their destination. Everyone wants to save me. And all companies have done this. Didn't exactly get away with it. Or they did get away with it, but there's a hell of a lot of scrutiny.
Of course there's a lot of scrutiny. There's a lot of scrutiny everywhere, but like, why?
There's no buts when safety becomes an issue.
All my life is on safety, and if you can't even go to a place without being safe, then there's a problem. Major problem with being unsafe in your own environment.
Yeah.
Other than if you have needs to get around, you need access to take you from point place A to place B.
So if someone is So if someone is going to have some sort of issue or some sort of situation comes up, how is that going to benefit them? In reality, something that travel, how is this even going to benefit them in the least? It won't.
I don't think it will and it won't. I mean, it depends on what they want to do, right? I mean, in a way.
So are you saying that a person with different abilities when it does go against standard acts are meant to help people, not to hurt people?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that they need to follow, Delta needs to follow the ADA and not say, oh yeah, we're going to drag people off a plane, serve people with peanut allergies, and...
Delta actually doesn't do that. You're getting wrong
actually,
flight.
Actually, they do. No,
no they
actually,
don't.
They
don't have Delta doesn't. Delta actually has been been proactive about peanut allergies and their policy surrounding peanuts. That's Delta has done enough where has made those changes where they will refrain from serving the peanuts or peanut products. Delta's actually Delta makes accommodations for those who have allergies. There's other organizations that don't.
Okay.
More importantly,
okay. The last time I rang Delta, do you know how many agents I got on the phone? With 8 times I rang. 10. And it was all over one question.
Right.
One question, which was, do you serve peanuts on your flight or not? And they said,
they make
hold on. No, they kept me on hold for about 20 to 30 minutes. A simple yes or no would have sufficed.
They make reasonable accommodations, have the ability to fly with them. The one that does constantly serve peanuts no matter what is Southwest. They're known for their peanuts, so guess what? Anyone who has, and they won't make any,
they use distasteful language as well. I mean, they will actively, in the message on your flight, blame you if you have the peanut allergy.
Wow.
And a friend of mine told me this. And she was heading on a Delta flight. And basically they said, we're sorry, we can't serve kind bars with peanuts and chocolate. And we blame the person who has the allergy. We're sorry you had your experiences. Was their exact message. It was not, we're really sorry to inconvenience you. It was, we blame the person with the allergy.
They are...
Because...
They won't serve them. They won't serve them unless... If someone is on the flight. If no one is on the flight with that allergy, they will make... They won't make accommodations. And talk with their specific line that deals with allergies. And actually, Delta is one of the best companies for allergies, for allergies specifically. It also could be that whomever, if no one is on that flight, guess what? No one, there won't be any accommodations to be made. Because if you notify Delta prior to your flight, like months prior, they will have it in their system, and they will make sure. Yes, months.
Months.
Like several months prior. Before your flight. So they have it on their record. So then their flight record will be noted.
Yeah.
Their flight records will be noted. I mean, several times.
And that also means that they will make accommodations and serve a completely peanut-free flight, meaning no peanuts. And it also means...
The last thing that people want is to experience an allergy. I mean,
right.
Peanuts.
But also, wait a second. If we're talking about allergies and people with disabilities, hasn't it happened to where they've dragged people off the flights? Physically?
No, that wasn't Delta. That was United. Totally different flight.
Sorry, they're all, they all begin, they all begin
together.
The same, but they all begin to be the same thing after a while.
Yeah.
So, it's not a thing of, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, ultimately, they basically have those that aren't, there's a lot of flights that are better with making sure that it's a completely peanut-free or allergy-free flight. And those flights that, like we were discussing, that are allergy-friendly are Delta, Air Canada, and JetBlue.
Okay, JetBlue is the best.
Yeah.
Air Canada, the best.
And Delta will do... They feel that it has to be... A decent time. They need time for it to be noted. So and then the worst for peanut allergies, I believe, is
what?
American Airlines.
American Airlines can suck
it. Yeah. And
I
also,
mean,
and also Emrys doesn't comply with any allergies.
I think it would make a lot more sense if there was a time when people would request to fill out a form based on what they're allergic to, especially with peanuts, with so many people allergic to peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
If you would fill out a form before boarding on an airplane. I mean, that's just my idea.
That would be a great idea. That would be a great idea. I just don't know if that would actually work. Every person is different, and those who might be on the flight, it could be more tedious to do that than contacting an accommodation line for reasonable accommodation.
Reasonable accommodations.
Which would be not serving something that could be an allergen.
Right, or a panther that happens to be allergic to snakes.
Ah. I don't know about that. No, I don't think so. I think that's an allergy.
I don't know.
And this is in the Delta. And they're just saying they want them to update their policies. That's something that is a reasonable situation, a reasonable accommodation. But so wait, we go. So now it ends up, and then it spreads like wildfire on social media. Or until data mining happens. So, yeah. And if people are getting upset with Facebook, no one's really concerned about Google, but yet everything's happening with Facebook, with their data mining. Zucky facing Supreme Court.
Of course he is.
And now online security being brought into question? Red Hood.
Yes.
Have you had any issues with any of your...
Of course
games?
I have. Everything. I mean, honestly... Everything.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried to open multiple Facebooks on multiple levels, and I shouldn't say anymore, but
wait.
I can say.
Wait, this whole Facebook data mining, you know what I heard?
Yeah.
You know what? Like, forget you. We're starting Facebook dating.
Oh God, no! No! I can't go for that. My missus will kill me. I can't go for that. I can't be a Tinder person.
Too many messages.
We'll throw your data.
Where the red hood is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to know where I am. The missus wouldn't go for that. And not only that, it just wouldn't be good. I can't do that. I really can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is
that
just me, or does this just sound like a bad idea?
It does sound like a bad idea. I mean, how would you like the creepo going, oh, yes, I see you. Nice headshot.
Like, I want to date you. I'm going to poke you.
Stop poking the bear.
And again, and again, and again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got quiet in here.
That makes fun.
I mean, the thing is that Facebook dating is not a swipe left, swipe right kind of thing. That was the election.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
so. No.
Let's not bring that up.
I'm just going left on this idea.
This is going to be how interesting with how what they're going to find out for Facebook dating and how they're actually going to configure this when they've themselves have gone through a shitstorm.
Well, they themselves have gone through a shitstorm, but also everything really has to be everything has to be configured. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It has to be reconfigured.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Pretty much.
I don't need no dating app to tell me who's right and who's wrong for me.
Right. Or going through mutual friends of other people and going, hey, check out this person. He or she might be the best thing next to sliced bread.
Right. And the other thing is that they're not really the best thing next to Wonder Bread, if you know what I mean. It's not that at all. It's very much something.
It could work, but the jury's still out on this one.
The jury's still out,
right.
And it won't be back until I don't know. Maybe next year.
With Facebook, with the whole.
Whenever this thing is coming out, I wouldn't be surprised if they just go, hey, it's out. And anyone who's not single gets lumped into this category to be on the site.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
That even our service is optional.
That is one of those things.
Some of us like to be single and alone.
I mean, some of us. Not a lot of us. You know.
No stress, my man. No stress.
No stress, but yet.
No stress at all. Especially when it comes to Facebook dating. It comes to
Facebook dating.
And especially with when he's not comfortable with using the internet and knowing the basics of the internet. That could be a little bit of a challenge for him.
Oh yeah. Sounds a bit daunting too.
Yeah. Adds a lot of pressure to what your workforce know in order to keep up with society's technological standards.
Oh yeah.
You'd never know. It could. Next thing you know, it could be hooking up with someone in Russia.
Right.
Oh
yeah. Or the guy next door instead of the girl next door. Be a total catfish scenario.
Oh yeah.
Which I don't want to think about. Just based upon the potential of this app, this new thing, I don't think there's enough dating apps out there in the world. Why does anyone need another app to have?
Especially with Facebook, everybody's on Facebook.
Everybody and their mama.
I wouldn't want something. Yeah. I wouldn't want anything to happen where it's like something crazy happens and it's the story's like other sites where it's the here's what's happening again and dealing with Facebook and oh, people are pissed because there's some more drama. That makes things always great to use a site that has had issues as of late. They definitely are putting safety first.
Yeah.
Or not so much.
Tell us what safety first when we introduce the dating app. Dating is a whole
right.
Jungle out here, folks.
Definitely makes me wonder why a dating app. Aren't there dating apps aplenty?
Yep. Trying to get into that whole match.
Match.com. That's like one of the most common dating websites that people use nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just don't think that this whole dating service on Facebook is going to work.
Yeah,
I just don't think, because it's a social media website. It's not a dating site.
Right?
No. Just strangers.
No. I wonder whose right idea was, let's create a dating site, as much as Facebook was under scrutiny.
Match.com, there's Coffee Meet Bagel, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, like, people must be really desperate out here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're probably trying to figure a way, and they're probably also trying to figure a way to have themselves come back from the Supreme Court testifying debacle. So introduce a new feature. Like that works. That's going to work well.
Mm-hmm.
Or not so much.
It's not going to work well.
Yeah, it's not going to
work. Mostly won't.
Mm-hmm.
Only because of the kind of perception that Facebook dating would get.
I mean, I know 1 in 3 people meet online now, but.
Mm-hmm. But still. But it's a bit daunting.
You say what?
It's daunting, and when you think about it.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Very daunting.
This is definitely doesn't exactly cut well either.
To me, it kind of sounds a little tone deaf.
Mm-hmm. Brother, are you there?
He's not there. He went off to learn the internet again.
Ah.
He thought to himself, oh, let me go all the way and just take a break so that I can learn how to use the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Become more internet savvy. He's trying to keep up with the
cool. Right.
You know how Red Hood is, how he's always trying to
keep
up
with
the cool.
Oh, yeah.
He was that cool kid in high school, and he was still cool today.
Mm-hmm.
But, We had a good show for today. We had a nice topic.
Amazon.
Yeah. And dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole confusion over the popularity of using Facebook dating websites. And plus what people are believed to think about that and use their judgment.
Right.
We had a pretty good show for tonight, but we're going to end it here.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on Monday.
Q&A,
7 o'clock at night, same time, same place, and same location.
Yeah.
On Blog.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Guess all I got to do. All you got to do now is this. Shut it down.
Yes. Bye.
Good night. Bye. Good night.
Bye. Good night.